Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 12th, 2011. We're going to begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We ask that you be with us. We know without you, we can't. Ask that you be eager.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin today's meeting with an item under purchasing, which is item A, to consider and possibly approve price increases to the invitation for bids for the term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County due to increases from the manufacturers as shown on attachment A. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? Well, they really hit you, didn't they? I think more than double on the print film. I guess maybe it's because they use precious metals in the. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to items under county commissioners, item A was to consider authorizing the county judge to enter or terminate a burn ban order, and that can be tabled. Fortunately, because of the rain, we're not, and the numbers coming out of the Keach-Byram Drought Index, as well as the forecast for precipitation during the remainder of December, very thankfully, this court is not going to have to consider the implementation of a fireworks ban for the New Year's holiday, and we're happy to know that. Item B is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal cooperation agreement between Johnson and Jefferson Counties and Southwestern Correctional LLC. And that's an agreement that will allow LaSalle to house excess prisoners in our independently operated facility here at the courthouse. And I thank the sheriff for working on that. Item C is to consider the resolution approving action of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to a fourth supplemental trust indenture and security agreement and relating to the remarketing of its Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC project series 2010. And we had a Industrial Development Corporation board meeting this morning at 10 where this was fully discussed. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the appointment of Dwayne Parrish, the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners for a 2-year term. Thank you for agreeing to serve, Mr. Parrish. And item E is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a new operations and management agreement with Forensic Medical Management Services of Texas, PA, for operation of the Jefferson County Morgue. Do I have a motion on items B through E?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
Yes, Judge, on item E, no, I'm sorry, C. I apologize this morning for missing. I had an emergency dental issue, and I apologize to the court and to everyone for missing. I appreciate the update you gave me off the record, you and Commissioner Alford. I still want to make sure for the record I emphasized local participation, local minority participation. I want to be on record. We're participating with you guys. We're keeping our word, Jefferson Refinery. I'm keeping my word. My word is gold. Mark Villatoire, you asked me for a list of local and local minority companies. We have two ladies here that's running companies sitting in the back row. I would be glad to sit in with a meeting where y'all can do introductions as well. Okay, so I expect y'all to keep your words. Thank you.
Anything else?
Judge, I'd just like to also echo your comments about Dwayne Parrish. He comes to us as a highly qualified person to serve on this commission, along with his cohorts that are already existing out there. But Dwayne's involved at, I think, Goodyear facility in safety, and he's had a lot of experience in volunteer fire departments and management and doing budgets and other things. So, Wayne, we appreciate you agreeing to join it. And Mr. Bledsoe, appreciate you bringing him to our attention. Good. Thank you both. And you'll
Parrish,
be sworn in a few minutes.
Yeah, after we vote, if you'll don't mind waiting around till the end of Commissioner's Court, then we'll swear you in. Anything else? Okay. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to items under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2012 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for tractor repairs in the amount of $10,700. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2012 budget amendment to County Clerk for additional extra help in the amount of $2,500. Item C is to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Patrick Swain to attend fiduciary agent workshop in San Diego, California on February 15, 2012 through February 16, 2012. And the expenses for this trip will be paid for by the Port Security Grant Funds. The estimated cost is $1,500. Mr. Swain, I don't think you can buy a hamburger in California for $1,500. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 361181 through 361490. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor?
Go ahead. I just like to say thank you for taking on that role.
Commissioner, please give a break to Patrick. Good job, Patrick.
Well, all the cities and other entities ought to be thankful for his agreement
exactly.
To serve as a fiduciary. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file investment schedule for November 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office to participate in the Impaired Mobilization STEP Grant for the period beginning October 1st, 2011 through September 30th, 2012. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And next we need to, we need to talk about holidays. Our next, we need to set our next meeting date, the county, for the following two Mondays, because of the way Christmas and New Year's fall is closed on both Mondays, September 26, 2011, January 2nd, 2012. Mr. Swain, do you see any items, or Ms. Clark, that are going to require Commissioner's Court action during that time period that we would need to have a special meeting on a Tuesday or Wednesday?
No.
Okay. We'll have December 19th and January 3rd, and no meeting on Monday, December 26th, or that week. Is that correct?
Might need to just check with the clerk. Has she got anything on the agenda? She normally the one brings things up. Okay. check and
bring
it to us.
Well, you have all our cell phone numbers, so if emergency arises, where we need to have an emergency meeting or, you know, we'd like to have 3 days' notice if possible.
All righty. Anything any member of the Commissioners Court would like to share before we recess into executive session? Okay, at this time, I'm under District Attorney. Item A is the announcement of an executive closed session to discuss pending litigation as authorized by Section 551.071 of the Texas Government Code, which relates to the appeal of the Deputy Constable's arbitration award. And so at this time, we'll clear the courtroom so that we can go into closed session.
Judge, you going to do the swearing in before we do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Parrish, if you'd like to come forward, please, sir.